Welcome to What Am I Chewing? The Wistful Thinking spin-off podcast where we chew things and guess what they are. That's the most sure I've ever been of that tagline.
I was going to say, you did such a good job.
I know. Well, I'm really owning it now.
Cool.
I'm Jordan Pullen Clark, and who are you?
I'm Carrie Gallo-Regan.
Yeah, it's us. Carrie, are you ready to chew?
I am. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's got a wrapper.
It does have a wrapper. I opened it really stupidly, so it might sound like I'm milking it for, like, extra noise, but I didn't. It just opened wrong.
Okay.
All right, here I go.
Okay. Oh, it's pretty crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a cookie?
Yeah.
Is it a chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah.
That might be the shortest one ever.
Yeah, it's definitely a record breaker.
What?
It's a Pepperidge Farm farmhouse cookie, which are their brand of, like, fancy cookies.
What makes them fancy?
I don't know. They, like, use real ingredients or something.
Okay.
Crafted baked goods, and it's a thin and crispy dark chocolate chip cookie.
That's why it's so crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Was the packaging like that, like, plastic packaging that, like, the cookies sit in?
No, it comes in, like, a regular Pepperidge Farm bag, like the bag that, like, Milano's come as in.
Okay, all right.
And there is, like, a plastic thing on the inside, but the top just didn't open right. That's why there was so much noise.
All right. Well, keep chewing your cookies. I'm going to open mine, which also has some packaging.
Mm-hmm. I'm sensing it's a clear cellophane packaging.
That's correct.
Mm. Getting good at this.
Okay. Some pieces of it are falling off in my lap. I'm trying to clean that up. I'm house-sitting, and there's a doggo next to me. Don't want the doggo to eat this.
Is it chocolate?
It's definitely chocolate. It's also not very noisy.
Yeah, I was going to say it's very quiet. Is it a chocolate bar?
No.
Is it a brownie?
No.
But it is made out of some sort of chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Is it a cookie?
No.
Is it some form of cake?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like some sort of Hostess situation?
Even
though I don't think that company exists anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Okay. Is it a ding dong?
No.
Is it a ho ho?
No.
Is it one of those chocolate cupcakes with the spirally things on top?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, nice. Those are just called chocolate cupcakes, though, right?
I think so. Hold on, let me read it. Yeah, they're not even called chocolate cupcakes. They're just called cupcakes.
Well, this is a record-breakingly short episode.
I will say that what I was looking for a nostalgic snack for this episode. And what I really wanted were Dunkaroos.
Oh.
Which I could not find.
Yeah, I don't know if they make those anymore.
I could find, like, Oreo things that you dip
in ice. Yeah, they're making all sorts of Oreo things now.
Yeah. Like, that was the closest I could find. So I thought this was, like... And then I bought some animal crackers.
Mm.
But then I saw this, and this was better.
You probably dunk them animal crackers in some frosting.
I legit thought of that. But then I was like, no, then I'll have to buy, like, an entire container of frosting.
And then you have to figure out how to eat all that frosting.
I would think of ways, but I was like, nope, I'm not making that choice right now. Mm.
Wise.
But these cupcakes are actually pretty good. I mean, that's not, like, pretty good. That's not what I mean. Like, I can think of a good cupcake, and it's not this.
But it's good for what it is.
This is great for what it is. It costs $1.
Wow.
And it holds up.
Nice.
I'm eating the second one now. Well, this is the shortest one ever. We want to fill the next 4 minutes with something.
I don't think we have to.
We do have another podcast to go make.
The last one of my chewing that we did was the longest one ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're trying to keep it fresh here. We're trying to, you know, do new things and set new records.
Are we getting, like, too good at this?
I think we might be.
I almost did one that was, like, really complicated.
Yeah.
I almost ate my dinner, but, eh.
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried that a bunch of times, and it doesn't work that well for this Mm-mm. show. But on the other hand, we might be reaching our limits of simple foods.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just a matter of, like, knowing what things sound like now. It's like, we know each other's eating habits so much better.
That's true.
And, like, decision-making processes.
Well, like, you know. What's one thing that, like, you would be surprised if I ate it?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, what wouldn't you guess?
I really don't know.
Like, yours is a little easier because you're allergic to a bunch of foods.
Yeah.
So I would never guess any of those foods.
Yeah, that doesn't... It helps to narrow it down, for sure. Yeah, I don't know.
I did notice in the grocery store all the crazy cereals that Joey taught us about.
Oh, yeah. You know what I also noticed when I was at the grocery store this week? It's not in a separate aisle anymore. It's just... on the other side of the aisle. So on the left-hand side is all the natural cereal. On the right-hand side is all of, like, the, like, sugary commercial cereal. And I just never looked to my right in that aisle before.
Well, that's kind of why I never saw them either. My grocery stores that I go to, they're not segregated. They're not that segregated. But, like, all the sugar cereal is on one end. And all of the, like... cereal that at least has some nutrition is on the other end. So I just never looked at the other end because I never had a reason to.
Right. Brave new world out there in the cereal aisle.
I didn't like it. I'm going to not look at it again. It just, like, blows my mind that people eat that for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it blows my mind that, like, people eat a lot of different things for breakfast. Like, my morning is so delicate that, like, there's only, like, a very, very small, not even, like, a handful of foods that I can eat in the morning without, like, ruining my day. So the fact that anyone could eat something like that, or, like, a stack of pancakes, or, like, those crazy, crazy pancakes that they have at IHOP that are like, it's birthday cake, but pancakes, you know? And I'm like, yeah. What the fuck?
Like, I won't say that I've never eaten things like that for breakfast, but, like, if I make that choice, I am choosing in the morning to not do anything else good that day.
The day is over.
Yeah.
As far as my body is concerned, like, we're going to have to start over again tomorrow. This is done. Yeah. Or even, like, a really heavy, like, greasy breakfast, too, is difficult to conceive of.
You know what I miss a lot? Mm. I miss, like, New York and New Jersey diner breakfast.
Oh, man. There's nothing quite like it.
I want 2 eggs over easy with rye toast.
Mm-hmm. The perfect breakfast.
I want...
maybe, like, a slice and a half of bacon.
I get the sausage. I want some sausage on the side. Mm. And I want some hash browns.
Oh, man. See, my problem with hash browns, I can't tolerate bell peppers, and you never know.
That's true.
Whether they're going to put peppers in it or not.
I like the ones with the peppers.
I wish I did, because I'm sure it's tasty, but my body does not agree.
That's fair.
Yeah. Diners, though, are like... evaporating, like, they're really going away. Yeah, all of the diners, or maybe not all of the diners, but a lot of the diners around me have closed. The ones that are still there are god awful. Or they've made some sort of strange pivot to upscale family restaurant, which is also weird. And then in New Jersey, like, a lot of them have closed and just aren't as good as they used to be. It's a bummer.
That's very disappointing to hear.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that I like truly miss about New Jersey.
Yeah.
All right, we did it.
Hooray.
Thanks for chewing with us. We will be back next week to continue Matthew Lillard Month with SLC Punk.
Oh man, I'm so excited.
Me
I'm so
too.
excited.
We will talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.